Shalom to all. Today's office of Baba's daf Kufi Aleph, and we're starting Kufi Aleph Beis. Two lines off from the bottom at the two dots with a quote from the Mishnah of Ishas Imay Vechulu. And today's office sponsor Lila Nishmas Marsh Mirim Sarabas Yaakov Moshe Hernis Shama should have an Oliyah. So the Mishnah said that a man inherits his mother, and the Gemara asked Manan Mili, how do we know this? The answer is a Tanar Bon. We have a brass that tells us Kufi Aleph Amar Aleph on top. V'chol Bas Yerushas Nachla Matos Bnei Yisrael. Any daughter that inherits a Nachla from the Matos, from the Shvatim of Bnei Yisrael. And the question is, Heich Bas Yerushas Shnei Matos? How could it be that a girl, a daughter, inherits two different Shvatim? Ela Zusha V'im Shevet Echar V'im Shevet Acher. Must be that her father was from one shevet, her mother was from a different one. Umesu, they both died v'yishtan, and she inherited them. So she's inheriting property from two shvatim, one of her father's and one of her mother's. Now, v'ainli alabas, I only know this applies to a daughter. Ben minayin, how do we know that it applies to a son as well? Amri kavachimer, you say kavachimer. Uma basru hura kaych b'nechseo av, just like with a daughter, that she has less of a kaych with her father's nechassim because her brother inherits before her. Yafa kaych b'nechseo im, she has a good kaych by her mother's nechassim, as we just saw that she inherits her mother. Ben she yafa kaych b'nechseo av, inoydin she yafa kaych b'nechseo im. A son who has a good kayach by the father, because he inherits the father first, so of course he should have a kayach by his mother that he inherits her. Now we continue, Makim Shabbos, from the place that you brought it, meaning from this very kavachimer, you should say the following, Ma'alon ben kadim labas, avkan ben kadim labas. Just like over there, when a son is inheriting his father, he gets that nachla before his sister, so to over here, when a mother dies, if we have a son and daughter, the son should inherit before the daughter. And that's a Tanakama. Now Rabbi Yezir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yaisi, Amru Mishum, Rabbi Zchari ben Akatsav, they said the following member, Nehru Zchari ben Akatsav, the Echra ben Echra Bas, Shav ben Echsaim, the son and the daughter, they're equal in their mother's nechassim. The son does not come before the daughter, and they would split it equally. Now, my time, why is that? Where does this come from? That's because of a famous limud, Dai Labamin Adin Lias Kenidain, that it's sufficient for the one that's being brought from a limud to be just like the thing that's being learned from. And since the only way that we know that a son inherits his mother is because of a kavachimer from the daughter, so we apply this concept of Dayoi, that it's sufficient, it's enough, and he can't be stronger than the daughter, that he gets to inherit before the daughter when they're both inheriting their mother, and therefore must be that they would split the nachla evenly. Ask the Gemara of a Tanakama loy darsh daya, the Tanakama doesn't darsh in daya, vadaya doy raisuhu, daya is doy raisu. The Tanya we have a breast that says, midin kavachemer ketzad, where do we know of the concept of kavachemer from? Every single morning before we begin Psuk de Zimro, we say the breast of Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Bishleshes Hermidis, Atar and Jeshes Behen, and one of them is kavachemer. So where do we know the concept of kavachemer from? So we know that when Miriam got saras for speaking negatively about Moshe Rabbeinu, she got sent out of camp for 7 days. Moshe Rabbeinu daven to Hashem that she should be healed right away and she should be able to be brought back in. And what was Hashem's response? Vayim Rashal Moshe, Hashem said to Moshe, via via yark yark befaneha. If her father had spat in her face, wouldn't she be embarrassed for 7 days? As we technically kavachomer l'shchina harbasar, that we should make kavachomer when Hashem punishes her, when Hashem gives her tzaras, that she should be outside the camp for 14 days, not 7. Ella, rather, why was she only outside the camp for 7? Dayul b'amin adin lias kenidain. That it's sufficient for the thing being brought from the limud to be just like the limud itself, and since the core of the limud is that if her father was yark befaneh, she would be embarrassed for 7 days. When Hashem does so, the punishment is 7 days, not 14. So we see the dayus dayraisa. We say you're right. Alma darsh dayoi. Really, Tanakama does darsh and dayoi. Mishani hacha, in this case of a daughter inheriting her mother is different. Amar Kar, the pasuk says, mi matois, makish matoim, matoav. We have a hekesh between the shevet of the mother to the shevet of the father. Ma matoav, ben kain labas. Just like when inheriting the father, the son comes before the daughter, af matoim, ben kain labas. So too, when inheriting the mother, the son comes beforehand. But again, that's only because we have the pasuk that says, mi matois, whereas in general, you're right, the Tanakama does hold of dayoi. Question is, how do we paskin? Sravni tois, sovereign mevet over the kribs of Chayabin Akatsav. Ravni tois wanted to paskin. That the son and daughter split equally when they're inheriting their mother. And Amar Shmuel, Shmuel told him, come on, Zachariah, who are you holding like Zachariah? Afei Zachariah. Zachariah's opinion is nothing, meaning we don't follow it. And similarly, Rabbi Tavla Avad of the Krib Zachariah ben Akatsav, Rabbi Tavla actually paskin like Zachariah ben Akatsav. And Amar Rav Nachman asked him, my high, what's pshat? Why'd you do this? Amar told him, the Amar of Chinna Bar Shalami, Mishmei Durav, Halach Krib Zachariah ben Akatsav. Rav Chinna Bar Shalami has said in the name of Rav that the Halach is like him. So Amar told him, Zil Hadar Bacha, go be Chayzer from this opinion, V'ilayin, if not, Mefikna Lachar of Chinna Bar Shalami. I'm going to take Rav Chinna Bar Shalami off from your koyach, meaning I'm going to put you in cheirim, and then he's not going to be able to support you. Another story: Rav Huna Bar Chia, several mevet over the Krav Zechariah ben Akatsav. Rav Huna Bar Chia wanted to paskin like Rav Zechariah ben Akatsav, and Amar Rav Nachman asked him, "My high, what's pshat? Why are you doing this?" Amar Lei told him, "The Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav, halacha Krav Zechariah ben Akatsav, because Rav Huna said b'shem Rav that that's the halacha." So Amar Lei, he told him, "Eshlach Lei, I'm going to send a message to him. I'm going to ask him if that's really what he said." And the moment Rav Nachman said this, Ichsef Rav Huna Bar Chia got embarrassed and retracted somewhat with the excuse that maybe he really didn't hear properly, and that's not what the halacha is, as Amar Rav Nachman told him, now if Rav Huna would have passed away, you would have been against me very strongly. In other words, the only reason why you're backing out is because you're afraid that maybe you misquoted him or maybe you didn't really hear properly, and since he's alive, this can be double checked. But if he wasn't alive, then you would have been strong against me, and that wouldn't have been a correct stance to take, because you yourself see that right now you're already faltering, and you're not so sure if this is the right psak. Now the question is, who did he hold like? The answer is, just like Rav and Shmuel, both of them say, Ein halacha Rav Rav Zechariah ben Katzav, the halacha is not like Rav Zechariah ben Katzav. And another story about this, Rav Yane was leaning and going on the shoulder of Simloi, his attendant. Rav Yane was old and he needed help supporting himself as he was walking, so he was leaning on Rav Simloi, who was his attendant. And Rav Yehuda Nasi was walking towards them. Amar Le Rav Simloi told Rav Yane, Bar Inish Da'azal Kiblana, there's a person coming to greet us. Hu Yai, he's very chashiv, Vigul Seyai, and his garment's very chashiv. And Kimat Al Gabei, when Rav Yehuda Nasi came to him, Gashisha, Rav Yane felt his garment. Amar Le told him, Din Shir Kisak, this garment, it shears like sackcloth. This has to do with the halachas of Tumah. Different garments and materials had different sizes of what makes them considered to be a garment that it can be makabel Tumah. And sack, which is like thick, coarse cloth, has a different size in leather and other garments. And by Rav Yane saying that his garment is like sack, he's basically saying it's not a chashuv garment, it's very thick and coarse, and it's not considered important. Now after these first words, Bamine Rabbi Yehuda Nasiyo asked Rabbi Yane, Minay Laben Shekan Lepas Ben Echsoim, how do we know that a son comes before the daughter when they're inheriting their mother? So Amalehi responded, the pasuk says, Matois, Makish Matoim, Mato Av. We have a hekesh between the shevet of the mother and the shevet of the father. Ma Mata Av Ben Kadal Lepas, Av Matoim Ben Kadal Lepas. Just like when inheriting the father, the son comes before the daughter, so too when inheriting the mother, the son also comes before the daughter. And again, that's a Tanakama's drasha, not like Rav Zechariah ben Katzav. So Amalehi Rehuda responded to him, if that's the drasha, why don't we say as follows? Ma Mata Av Bechar Natal Pishnayim, Af Mata Im Bechar Natal Pishnayim. Just like when the son is inheriting his father, a Bechar gets double portion, so too when a son is inheriting his mother, a Bechar should also get double portion. And what was Rabbi Yana's response to this? Kofi Dalaf Amabez on top, Amalehi Lashameh, he told his attendant, good, let's go, Les Din Svi Lamelef. This one doesn't really want to learn anything, he just wants to ask me questions, and since these questions are easily answered, let's just continue moving on. And the question obviously is, Vitamamai, what's the reason? Why is this question of Yehuda Nasiya not a good one? Amar Abai, he answers, Amar Krab, because the pasuk says, B'chal Asheri Matzei Loi. This pasuk is in reference to Bechar getting double from his father. What do we learn from here? Loi, V'loi La. It's only to him and not to her. Meaning only when he's inheriting his father, he gets double, not when he's inheriting his mother. Ask the Gemara, V'ema Hanimili Bachar Shana Salmana. Maybe that's referring to a Bachar, meaning a previously unmarried man who doesn't have any children, who married an Almana, meaning she has children. So the firstborn son is his firstborn, even though it's not her firstborn, so he only gets double from his father, not from his mother. Maybe if we have a Bachar marrying a Basula, neither of them were previously married with kids, maybe their Bachar would get double, not only from the father, but also from the mother. So Nachmar Yitzchak answers, Amar Kovev, a pasuk it says, Rashis Aynai, which literally means the first of his strength. Aynai v'loi Ayna. This means the first of the father's strength, not of the mother's, meaning Bachar doesn't get double from his mother. Ask the Gemara, that pasuk is needed for something else, as referring to a son who's born after Nephil, meaning the mother's first child, he dies a Nephil, meaning he's not considered a viable child. This new son that's born afterwards, he is considered a Bechar and he gets double. And how do we know this? Because Mishali by Dava Alav, it's only if a person's heart is pained over the death of his child, that's considered a real child. Yatzuzesh, Ainli by Dava Alav, this excludes a Nephil, that a person's heart isn't truly pained over it like a real child dying, and therefore we can't use this pasuk to tell us that a Bechar does not get double from his mother. The Gemara says, no, Imkein Lema Kra, Kihu Rashis Oin. If so, the pasuk should just say, he's Rashis Oin, my Oinai. Why this notion of Oinai? Shmaminotarti. We can learn both from here, meaning we could also learn from here that a Bechar does not get double from his mother, only from his father. But we continue asking, Makati Ema, still we should say, Hanimili Alman Shanasa Basula. Maybe he's only talking about an Alman, literally a widower, meaning he has kids from a different marriage, who married a Basula, meaning she did not have kids. Aval Bachar Shanasa Basula, Hachanami Shakal. Once again, we come back to this question. Maybe a Bachar married a Basula, that neither of them had kids from any marriage, perhaps their Bechar would get double from the mother. And because of this question, Ela Marava, rather Rava gives a different answer. Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, Loi Mishpat HaBachayra, the Mishpat of Bechayra, of getting double, is to him. What do we learn from here? Mishpat HaBachayra Le'ish, V'loi Mishpat HaBachayra Le'isha. Mishpat HaBachayra is only to a man, meaning a man inheriting his father, and not to a woman. And that's our final limud, that a Bechar does not inherit double from his mother. We need to explain the Mishnah. We said, V'ho'ishas Ishtai V'chulu, a man inherits his mother. The question is, Manan Amili, how do we know a man inherits his mother? The answer is a Tanur Ban. We have a brass that tells us, She'erai Zu Ishtai. She'erai in the pasuk is referring to his wife. Malamed Shabal Yarshas Ishtai. This teaches us that a man inherits his wife. Yachal, you might think, Afi Tirshanu, that she should inherit her husband. Tamalam, that's why the pasuk says, V'yarash Aysa. Who Yarish Aysa? He Yarshans her. Ain't he Yarshas Aysa? And she doesn't Yarshan him. The question is, V'akroi Lav Hachik Sivi. The pasuk doesn't say that. A literal translation of the pasuk is actually telling us the opposite, that the word She'erai in the pasuk is the one who's inheriting, meaning when the pasuk says, V'yarash Aysa, that Yerusha is going to the She'erai. So if anything, it's telling us the opposite, that the wife inherits her husband and not the other way around. So Rabbi Abai answers to Tzachi, this is how we should understand, meaning this is what the pasuk really means. You should give his inheritance to the one who's close to him. Now the pasuk is telling us something else. She'erai v'yarash Aysa, in regards to his she'er, meaning his wife, he inherits her. And so there's basically two totally not connected things being taught in the pasuk. One is about giving his inheritance to somebody else. He's the closest relative to the man who died. And the second thing is talking about a man inheriting his wife. However, Amar Rava asks, Sakina Harifa mafska kroy? Are you using a sharp knife to cut the pasuk apart? How can you do that to the pasuk? That's totally out of order. The real order of the pasuk is when satamas nachlasa l'sheira akar v'elav mishpachta v'yar shaisa. You can't just cut and paste the words to different parts of the pasuk to make it fit with the halacha that you're trying to learn. And therefore, elam harava, rather Rava has a different answer. Hachikamer, this is what the pasuk is saying: un satamas nachlas she'eroy loy, and you should give the nachla of his she'er, meaning his wife, to him. Now, if you notice, the pasuk really says un satam es nachlasoi l'she'eroy, and here he's reading the pasuk differently: un satam es nachlas she'eroy, and has this work kasavar garin u'maisifin v'darshin. Rava holds that we could be gairea, we could take away, and we could be maisif and darshin. What does that mean, take away? Well, as we just said, the real words in the pasuk are nachlasoi l'she'eroy, and what he did was take away the end vav of the word nachlasoi and the beginning lamed of the word l'she'eroy, and a vav and a lamed together spells loy, and that's how we're able to darshin satimus nachlas she'eroy loy, that the nachla of his she'er, his wife, go to him. So that's lima number one of how we know a husband inherits his wife. The Gemara continues b'hai tana ma'isalam v'hacha. The following tana brings it from the following brisa. The tana of brisa tells us v'yarsh oisa, and he inherits her. Malamit shabal yarsh es ishtay div Rabbi Kiva. That tells us that a husband inherits his wife. This is what Rabbi Kiva says. Now Rabbi Shmuel tells us enitzarach, we don't need this pasuk Rabbi Kiva, because I rei oimer, we already have another pasuk that tells us v'chol bas yarsh es nachla mimatres bnei Yisrael le'echron mishpachas v'gaimer, and any daughter inherits a nachla from the matres of bnei Yisrael. And the pasuk continues telling us that she's only allowed to marry somebody from the shevet of her father. And this pasuk is teaching us that if a woman inherited or will inherit her father, maybe she's the only child and that's why she's going to inherit him, she doesn't have any brothers, she's only allowed to marry somebody from her father's shevet. She's not allowed to marry out of the shevet, and that's because we don't want a hasava, a transference of the nachla of her father to a different shevet. If she's inheriting her father and she's going to marry somebody from a different shevet and then she dies, her husband is going to be taking that yerusha, and that really came from a different shevet, and we want to keep the nachla of every shevet within that shevet. And how's Rabbi Shmuel understand this pasuk tar limud over here? The pasuk's talk about a nachla being transferred to the husband. That's through the wife dying and the property that she brought into the marriage, which came from her father, being transferred to her husband. So we clearly see that a husband yarshins his wife. And now Rabbi Shmuel brings a bunch more psukim as well. V'aymer also says, a nachla b'nei Yisrael should not be transferred from one shevet to another. V'aymer, another pasuk says, and nachla shouldn't be transferred from one shevet to another. And both these psukim seem to be saying the same thing, that a husband inherits his wife, and through that, a nachla could be transferred, so the woman has to make sure not to marry out of her shevet. Raman, another pasuk says, V'elazar ben Aaron mace, and Elazar, son of Aaron, died, V'yikbur oisa begivas Pinchas benoi, and they buried him on the hill of Pinchas, his son. Now the question is, V'chimenei l'Pinchas shalai alai l'Elazar? How did Pinchas have this give on this hill that didn't belong to his father, Elazar? If it was his father's, it would have just said they buried him in his hill, not in Pinchas's hill. And the answer is, Elam l'amit shenasa Pinchas isha, it teaches us that Pinchas had married a woman from a different shevet, umesa, and she died, V'rasha, and he inherited her, and that's how Pinchas had this, and it didn't belong to his father, Elazar. But once again, we see that a husband inherits his wife. V'aymer, and yet another pasuk tells us, Uzguv hoilet is Yair, and Skuv gave birth to Yair, by he loy asm shalish arim be'eretz Gilad, and he had 23 cities in the land of Gilad. This is referring to Yair having these cities, not Seguv. And once again, we say, Kofi beis amon alfa on the top, v'chiminai lo Yair shalai hoilet is Seguv. Where did Yair get these cities from that they didn't come from his father, Seguv? It must be Malavish and also Yair Isha, umesa v'irasha, that Yair married a woman, and she died, and he inherited her. So once again, we see that a husband inherits his wife. Now we're going to stop here for now, which is really right in the middle, and we're going to begin tomorrow by explaining why we need so many psukim for the very same limud. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.